Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
People of the world, let's get together.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Gimme Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm your host, Jill Sullivan, founder of Project Positive, and I'm happy to be bringing you an exciting hour of pet-related topics by experts in all things pets. We're also going to be holding our first contest for our Concord News, so make sure to listen up for that later in the show. It's very exciting. The prize is actually really timely, considering today it feels like winter, and if you're like me, you make sure that your dogs get their walks even outside when it's brisk out, and a lot of times that leads to a lot of grime and salt and sludge and all that stuff being tracked through our house. So I've got two little twins at home, and I have to be even more conscious of that being tracked onto the carpets. So my next guest has actually invented the perfect solution to my dilemma. Before we get started, I do have to do my due diligence and remind everyone that this program is brought to you by Pet Life Stores, where shopping is an experience for you and your furry friends. So make sure to check out their locations at petlifestores.com. They're also one of the main reasons that my organization, Project Positive, can run so many animal rescues. So when you shop for your pets, consider shopping at Pet Life. Without further ado, I want to move on to Katie Mullick. She's actually an inventor of the paw wash. Katie, I hear that you've created this product that's going to solve my dirty paw dilemma, but not only did you invented it in the sixth grade. Is that right?
Yes, that was correct. I was only 12 years old at the time.
Wow. That's amazing. So tell me a little bit about the paw wash. Like I said, I have two labs, and I try to walk them every day, even if it's in the middle of winter, and I've got the salt and the dirt and all of this stuff, and I try to wipe it off, but I feel like their paws are never clean. So the paw wash can take care of that?
Yes, for sure. Actually, the dog I first used when I invented the paw wash was a lab. I'm from Kansas, and we're out in the country, so of course my dog would always dig in the mud and get, like, the clay-type mud on her paws. And I'd always have to take, like, a hose, you know, or a bucket or brushes, everything, to try to scrub it off. But then I actually went to my barn, and I invented it starting to use PVC pipe, was my original prototype of the paw wash. And from there, I developed and got it manufactured, and now I'm selling it worldwide.
That is unbelievable. So, okay, so our listeners can't really see exactly what this looks like, right? So I've seen it, so I know what you're talking about. So can you describe what it looks like?
Yes, it's blue and it's hourglass shaped with a yellow top and bottom. And inside it has grooves built into it. So when you put the dog's paw inside, after filling it with water and some soap, you'll put the dog's paw inside and pump it up and down several times, and this creates the suction that helps pull all that dirt and mud off the paw so it stays down in the paw wash. And then as you pull the paw out of it, there's a nice squeegee top that helps pick the extra water droplets. And then we have the paw wash mitt that does a quick final dry. And the mitt's made out of, like, microfiber, so it's washer and dryer safe. And the paw wash is made out of polycarbonate plastic, which is really close to, like, the water bottle plastic that, like, athletes use all the time, so it can go in your dishwasher and everything.
Oh, really? Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So you're in sixth grade, right? And so you have a science project coming up, a science fair. I remember having my science fairs, but I think I probably did something on, like, the solar system or something that's really just, you know, obvious.
Yeah,
but,
the volcano.
I mean, the volcano and stuff. So you bring in this idea, and what are people's reactions?
Well, I showed my dad, and he was like, this is incredible and it works. We need to get it patented. And at 12, I didn't really understand what a patent was, so I looked it up and everything, but that was our first step. So I actually brought in one that was like my product, but not completely, because we wanted to protect it for the science fair. And I explained it to my teacher, and he was really supportive, but I still got an A, and it's just taken off from that day.
So what kind of stuff has happened to you since? I saw on your website that even, you know, large TV shows and stuff have shown interest in this. So let's talk about some of the places that the pet wash has been.
Yeah, it has one of the recent ones. It was on Jay Leno. And that was really, really cool because I had no idea it was actually going to be on the show. And I had friends call me from Florida or California going, "Oh my gosh, I just saw you, your product on the Jay Leno show." And I was like, "Are you, nah-uh." I thought they were joking. And then I looked it up and it was really on there. So that was really exciting. And then we're going to be on Canada's number one daytime talk show called the Marilyn Dennis Show in about a month. So it's their big Christmas giveaway. So we sent up 70 to like give away to the audience. It's kind of like a Rachel Ray.
Oh my God, that's so cool. So that's one of the things that you're doing. I hear you're working on some other big projects in the last month. Is that right?
Yes, we've been updating our videos and getting all of that done as well. So just trying to get everything up to speed and create more and give people more content. We're really pushing social media, like our Facebook and Twitter, and trying to keep people involved with what we're doing because we are still a small family-run business right now.
Have you ever heard of that show, Shark Tank?
Yes.
Are you ever thinking about going on something like that?
People do tell me I should probably try, but I've looked into it, and it is a good opportunity, but they do take a percentage of your company, whether you make it on the show or not. So, I mean, it's kind of up to you. Some people, it would benefit them, but then others, it wouldn't. So it's still a debate at this moment.
It still is. Okay, so let's bring it back to the dogs. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, when my dogs are out, if it's just snowed, because we're in New Hampshire, if it's just snowed and it's sort of melting, the plows go by and they drop all the salt, that can't be good for their paws, right? And I know a lot of times they go lead to cracking and all. So what are some of like the health benefits that my dogs will get by using the paw wash?
Yes, and that is actually one of our biggest comments we get now is all the health benefits. I get people sitting in photos and everything because their dogs will go outside and they'll have cut their paws or the salt from the streets or sand if you're on the beach, and they injure them somehow. So people will put in Epsom salts or they will put in medications that the vet gives them, and they'll use it to soak the paw because there's nothing inside of the paw wash. There's no brushes or anything to harm the dog's paw, so it works really well if you're just trying to like soak it and help heal it as well, which is wonderful.
Oh, that's an awesome idea. So it actually has like a dual benefit. So we can clean it off, but then when, you know, there's some cracking and stuff going on, we can actually use it as like a soaking device too.
Yeah. Yeah. So once it's on the paw, the dog is really calm and just kind of sits there. At least mine are. And people send me photos and they'll just put it on their dog's paw and it'll be sitting there soaking the paw and they seem just fine.
Oh, that's awesome. So, okay, you are attending, I have a note here, the Global Pet Expo in the spring. I actually don't even know where that is.
Yeah, Global, we attend usually about three major trade shows, and that one's in Orlando, Florida.
Ah.
So that will be, in March, and we always attend that one. That one's really fun, and then there's always Super Zoo in Vegas as well that we love.
Ooh.
Yeah, Vegas is fun too.
So do you do demonstrations and stuff there, or what kind of stuff do you do?
We usually don't. That's where I've been updating the videos to show different techniques and using different dogs, because we usually fly, and my dog would just not love that at all. But if people do have their dogs at the show, then people will come by, and I'll say, try it, and they'll always try it, so that helps as well.
Well, I'm wicked excited to try, I have to be honest. So we want the listeners to be able to go to your website because the videos are really, really helpful. Because when I heard the paw wash, I'm like thinking, how does this thing work? And then when I went to the website, checked out the video, I just understood right away. So tell everyone where they can connect with you on Facebook and your website and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, our website is just www.thepawwash.com. And on there, we have links to our Facebook and Twitter and WordPress, all those type of things to keep in touch. But, we'll explain it. You can email us, and I'm more than happy to help demonstrate you or direct you to other videos. So we're more than happy to help you all the time because we're still family-run, like I said.
That sounds awesome, Katie. I love it, and I'm definitely going to be using it this winter with my pups. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. Have an awesome rest of the week.
Oh, absolutely. Our pleasure. Everyone else, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
People of the world, let's get together. Let's all make this world a better place.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Give Me Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I want to just let you guys know that this program is brought to you by Pet Life Stores, where shopping is an experience for you and your furry friend. Make sure to check out their locations at PetLifeStores.com because they're one of the main reasons that Project Positive can renovate so many animal rescues. So when you shop for your pets, consider shopping at Pet Life. My next guest is Skip Haynes. I am really excited about this. This is super cool. He's one of the creators of the Laurel Canyon Animal Company. Get this. So Skip and his crew create original music about and for animals. Yes, I said for animals. They go a step further and do some pretty incredible things to get into the minds of pets and create the most pleasing sounds to please their souls. So welcome, Skip. How are you doing?
Just a little worse than wonderful, Jill. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. So I'm so excited to have you on the call today. I'd love to hear more about the Laurel Canyon Animal Company and how you got started making music for pets.
Well, we started out, my partner Daniel Walden and I are record producers and songwriters, and we were neighbors in Laurel Canyon here in Los Angeles. And in 1999, we noticed the music industry was starting to fade, shall we put it that way. And so we were looking for new ways to create music, new marketing aspects of it, or a new venture. And we were sitting at the Laurel Canyon Country Store, where Jim Morrison and all those other people used to hang out. And we were sitting on the patio at a table, and we were discussing, gee, what kind of music could we do? And how do I say this delicately? One of the neighborhood dogs, because our neighborhood's full of dogs, one of the neighborhood dogs came up and lifted his leg and peed on our table leg. And both of us looked out and went, music for dog lovers. That's what we could do. So we created our first album, which is called Ugly Dogs Need More Love. And we just did it as kind of a joke. And it did quite well. So we signed to a small record label, and we did another CD called Catatonic for our cats, because we had cats also. And then that did pretty well. And then we took a quantum leap, and we formed a record label, the Laurel Canyon Animal Company, and we signed our first artist, who was a double yellowhead Amazon parrot named Carla. And we recorded her and built a song around her called I'm a Green Chicken. And we put out an album called I'm a Green Chicken. All these CDs are available on our website, so you can actually hear Carla singing the chorus on I'm a Green Chicken. And we had so much fun with we had so much fun with that. We said, gee, how can we, you know, work with some other animals, actually work with animals? So we ended up doing a CD with Coco, the gorilla who understands English and communicates through sign language. We worked with the Gorilla Foundation on that, and the CD was called Fine Animal Gorilla. And we had so much fun with that because Coco actually understands English, understands songs, and made no bones about telling us what she liked about the songs and what she didn't like. So we actually had to adjust some lyrics because she didn't like them. And we had so much fun doing that. We said, how can we do this some more? And the only way we could figure to do it was to find an animal communicator. So we started looking for him, and we saw a communicator from Chicago on World News Tonight and called her up and said, look, do you think you could act as a translator for us? We want to see if we can involve animals in music, actually in the creative musical process. And she said, sure, but I want to do dogs. We went, great. So she said, she was a doctor of public health. So she said, I want to do this quantitatively and qualitatively, which is where I learned these terms. And she said, I want to test at least 200 dogs on music before I'll let you put out something that I'm involved with. So we said, okay. So we gave her CDs with little snippets of different kind of music, and she would go into shelters and with her private consultations and so forth and play the music for the dogs. And every weekend she'd call us up and tell us what they liked and what they didn't like. And based on the dogs' responses, we create an album called Songs to Make Dogs Happy.
Well, that's what I find so incredible about this. So what people may not know is, you know, especially when you're talking about dogs in shelters and, you know, with Project Positive, we try to sort of implement this as well. There are songs that actually can help reduce stress with animals. So with Songs to Make Dogs Happy, what kind of stuff did you want? So you brought the animal communicator in, which is amazing because, you know, I mean, talk about going to great lengths to really make sure that, you know, it's one thing to say we're making music for animals, but there's another thing to really do, you know, the research and the work behind it, which is, yeah. So what kind of stuff did you learn about?
Well, it was very interesting. What she did, she went through, like, her past 7 years of consultations and noted the things that came up the most with the pets that she consulted with. So we took those things as lyric content, basic lyric content. You know, I was surprised. Driving in a car did not test out. The thing that tested out the highest, according to Dr. Kim, was dogs wanted to know that they wanted their owners to know that they really appreciated, you know, especially shelter animals being rescued. And then the second was they wanted their owners to know that they loved them. And then I forget what the third, driving in a car, which I thought would be number one based on my dogs, tested out about number six. You know, and of course, beds tested out quite high. A nice bed was a big deal to a dog. And going out, you know, kind of things that were obvious, some things that weren't. And some of the things we learned was, for example, on all the tracks, when we did our rhythm tracks, we didn't use what's called a rim shot or a side stick on the drums, where you just click the stick against the drum, mm-hmm. because it reminded dogs from bad neighborhoods of gunshots, and it scared them, so we couldn't use that. You know, we learned that dogs absolutely love happy and up-tempo things. You know, so we made everything really happy and really up-tempo.
Well, you know, and that's what I realized, too. I went to the website, so it's petcds.com, right? Mm-hmm. That's where all the music is. And I started going through, like, all the samples of the music. And mm-hmm. In our next segment with you, I want to talk about the holidays, especially coming up in that mm-hmm. particular CD. But everything is very up-tempo. And I had a really cool reaction with one of my dogs, you know, yesterday when I played one of the songs. So, mm-hmm. So that's what you learned. See, I would have thought, you know, dogs would like this really mellow, you know.
Well, they kind of do, but, you know, for example, because I'm a songwriter, and when I first got involved with this, I was really thrilled because I love dogs. So when we first started working with the communicator, I wrote 4 songs in a week, which is a huge amount for me. And I sent them to her, and she went, yeah, these are really nice songs, but dogs aren't going to get it. I said, what do you mean? She said, well, you have to, you know, address things they like. I said, what do you mean? Like, you're a good dog? She went, yes. So one of our songs is called You're a Good Dog, and that's the entire lyric content of the song. And people, it drives people crazy, but dogs love it because dogs love to hear they're a good dog.
Wow.
You know, and we use the tempo. And strangely enough, piano music did not test out. A lot of dogs didn't like piano music. I guess it had something to do with the timbre or the tones of the piano, which surprised us. Sambas, with the 200 and some dogs that we had tested, sambas tested out the highest. Dogs like it. It might have just been that particular song. You don't know. We didn't have enough time to do a couple of years of testing. And this
Isn't
is also kind of a new field, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm thinking to myself, geez, here I am playing the piano for my dogs all the time because I'm thinking that they like it. But we have to go to a break right now, Skip. But when
sure.
we come back, I want to talk about more about the songs and also about this little contest we're going to do where our listeners can actually win a paw wash based on taking
great.
A little photo of their reaction to some of your songs. So we'll be right
great.
Back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Love for the human race, make it a better place.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Keeping Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. I'm your host, Jill Sullivan, and I am here with Skip Haynes, the creator of Laurel Canyon Animal Company. Before we get back into it, just want to let everyone know again, this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores. Go and visit their website at petlifestores.com because they're one of the main reasons that Project Positive can renovate so many animal rescues. So when you shop for your pets, consider shopping at Pet Life. So back with Skip, we are talking about music that is actually for animals. And what Skip was talking about is they brought in an animal communicator who tested all of this different music, and they really learned, right, Skip? I mean, really, what dogs want to hear, which I think is absolutely amazing. So many times we think we know what they want, but it's actually not what they want. So we were talking about them not really liking the piano, and that I played the piano for my dog often. So are you saying I shouldn't be doing that anymore?
Well, the thing with that is, too, another thing we learned is dogs learn, about 80% of the dogs we tested out learn to like the kind of music their owners like. 20% don't. But so that's why we put instructions on our CD. Play this CD once a day, the entire CD, and stay with your dog, because then your dog will associate music that is made specifically for dogs with you and quality time. And the other thing we found out after we put this out, we went on Weekend Edition on NPR. It became the most emailed interview on Weekend Edition because so many dogs responded to the music, especially a song, one of the songs called Squeaky Deaky. And the other thing we learned after we put it out, we got hundreds and hundreds of emails. I still get them from people telling me that it helped dogs that were afraid of thunder. It helped dogs reduce traveling stress. We got letters from vets telling us it helped dogs in recovery. People that do long-distance transporting of animals use it all the time. And shelters all over the country also use it because it calmed their, inmates down. So it was as much a surprise to us as anything. But dogs really, react well to this. And It worked really, really well, and it far beyond anything we could have imagined. So it was quite thrilling to us.
Isn't it amazing, Skip? Like, when you think about it, our dogs just think so much more deeply, I think, than many people give them credit for. I mean, I really believe when you look into their eyes, you're looking at their soul. And it seems to me that, especially what you've sort of discovered from music is that they have a much deeper level of wanting to communicate with us than we realize.
Yes, dogs, a lot of tests have been done. Dogs have more facial recognition of human beings than any other animal. They recognize more emotions and things on a human face than humans do. They are so dialed into us. And, you know, all animals are sentient because we don't just work with dogs. We work with parrots. We work with dolphins. We work with a lot of other things. And it's all the same. They're all sentient creatures. And they understand, you know, dogs understand English perfectly. People don't realize when you tell your dog to sit, they understand what that is. They also understand a lot of other things you're saying that people don't think. So one of the things we learned doing this, we try to get the people to think about their animals, you know, as a sentient being. And when people start doing that, it also changes how they think about people, you know. And these are things we just learned doing this because my partner and I were musicians. We just thought this would be a hoot. You know, it's like, oh, let's get an animal communicator. Let's do this, you know. And as we got into it, because I didn't believe too much about psychics. I was not very big on psychics when we started. But when you start a project, you have to put it into neutral and just see what happens. And with animal communicators, it's different than with human communicators. It's just a different set of situations. So we got very heavily involved in it. And, you know, the more we did it, the more we learned about dogs, the more we learned about things that they like, that they don't like, you know. And it's like when you yell or there's any kind of acrimony around your animal, they can become physically sick from that. They don't like it. They can't deal with it. Another thing is on our records, the word no does not come up in a record. You tell a dog no, they shut down. That's it.
Well, you know, that's the thing. Absolutely. I mean, if you really take a look at your dogs after you're saying, like, I make sure to tell my dogs every single day how much I love them.
Absolutely.
And they just give so much back to me because I really believe that they understand that. What I want to do, I'm just getting a little instant message here from Dunn that we are ready to queue up our contest, which I think will be a lot of fun. We have a song, so what we want to do, this is the contest, everyone. This is for our New Hampshire listeners. Bring your dogs in the room with you. If you're in the car, please do not take part in this, but I do have a way that you can still be part of this contest. And I want you to listen to the next clip, which is called Squeaky Deaky, and snap a picture of your dog's reaction when they're listening to this song and send it to me at pettalk@live.com. So that's pettalk@live.com. And what we're going to do, the winner of this will actually win a paw wash that we were talking about with Katie in this segment before. So Don's going to cue it up. He's going to play in a second. Everyone, get your cameras ready. I'm giving you a second here. And here we go. Take a listen.
I love my squeaky toy. Squeaky deaky, it makes me jump for joy. Squeaky deaky, roll it on the ground. Squeaky deaky, I love that squeaky sound. Squeaky deaky, always makes me laugh. Squeaky deaky, playing in the grass. Squeaky deaky, roll it on the ground. Squeaky deaky, I love that squeaky sound. Oh, 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 oh.
So there you have it. Oh, I just, that song just makes me so happy. I have to tell you, Skip, honestly, you know, it's so funny. So yesterday I had my dogs in my office with me, which happens just about every day. And I wasn't playing Squeaky Deaky, but I was playing Squeaky Christmas. And one of my dogs just perked right up. So everyone, make sure you had, I hope you had a lot of time to take some great shots and send them to me at pettalk@live.com.
Jill, also, if they didn't have time, they can go to our website, petcds.com. The sound sample's on the website, and they can do the same thing. They can play it for their dog when they get home or whatever, and they can still send you the picture because it's there, and it'll do the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. So do that. The samples are awesome. For sure.
Yeah.
Yes, petcds.com. So let's do that. I think we only have a couple of minutes left, and I hope that we get to talk about this is what I really wanted to make sure that I got in. The work that you've done with, is it dolphins in Peru? The pink dolphins?
Yes, pink dolphins.
Okay,
pink freshwater dolphins.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of a long story.
That's what I was thinking. We're going to have you on again. But the gist of it...
Yeah, because that's like a whole show unto itself. But yeah, yes, we did. We had three animal communicators, and we did an entire album called Music from the Pink Dolphins. About these pink freshwater dolphins that live in the Amazon River Basin. They're fascinating creatures. Absolutely.
Well, let's do that. I would love to have you on again, Skip, because I think what you're doing is absolutely incredible. So let's do that. Everyone else, make sure to go to petcds.com.
Yeah, and they make great Christmas presents, and we do have a Christmas album called Bring an Animal Home for the Holidays, and that song was written for shelters to let people know that it's a lifetime proposition when you bring an animal home. Don't bring it home for the holidays and then dump it.
That's absolutely true. I totally agree. Skip, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We're definitely going to have you back. And everyone, make sure to send your pics to pettalk.live.com, and we'll be right back.
Attention all pet lovers. Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust, mites, and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's pawsandsilk.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry. Can't wait. I'm hungry. Lick the plate. I'm hungry. Tastes great. I love food.
Is your dog a finicky eater due to health problems, old age, or just fussiness? Super Gravy by Clear Conscience Pet will boost your pet's appetite and nutrition for less than 40 cents a day. If you are adding expensive canned food to kibble to get your pet to eat, Super Gravy is the earth-friendly alternative with no can waste and for less than half the cost. Visit supergravy.com for more info and bring pure joy back to your companion's mealtime. Now through Labor Day, save 20% on Super Gravy and all Clear Conscience pet treats at Pet Food Warehouse in South Burlington and Shelburne.
I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food. I'm hungry, can't wait. I'm hungry, lick the plate. I'm hungry, tastes great. I love food.
People of the world, let's get together.
I know.
Let's all make this world a better place.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Gimme a Shelter on the All Paws Pet Talk Network. Before we get started, I want to let everyone know that, of course, this show is brought to you by Pet Life Stores, where shopping is an experience for you and your friend. Make sure to check out their locations at petlifestores.com, because they're one of the main reasons that my organization, Project Positive, can renovate so many animal rescues. So when you shop for your pets, consider Pet Life. My next guest is back again, Dr. Carol Osborne. She is so wise and just bringing us such great information on nutrition. Dr. Carol, I'm so happy to have you back again for my third show. I think this is my third show, and you've been on every single one. So welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jill. I'm delighted to join you and your pet-loving listeners.
Thank you. So what we're going to do is, we're still on the topic of nutrition, because I just think this is just so incredibly important. So we're going to focus on kidney disease in dogs and possibly cats. And this actually really hits home for me. My dog, Killian, he's a 10-and-a-half-year-old chocolate lab and just the absolute love of my life, my best friend. And he was diagnosed with kidney disease actually back right before he was neutered. They did a blood test on him that revealed that he had actually been born with a bladder infection. that really just wreaked havoc on his kidneys, and only about 25% of one of his kidneys work, and the other is deformed and not functioning. So anyway, long story short, Killian has been on regular blood checks every couple of months to make sure that his creatinine levels are, staying strong, this and that. But I've always been, I've gotten two sides of the coin here. I've got some specialists who say, you got to keep him on this prescription diet. I have other people, which I'm sort of gravitating toward, which is, no, you need to feed him this sort of high quality protein. And I just, I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to start. If I do keep him on this prescription diet, what else can I do in terms of, fruits and veggies and everything to give him more supplements? I don't even know where to start, Dr. Carroll, but I want to keep him as healthy for as long as possible.
Okay, that's a great point. Now, is Killian a certain breed?
He's a chocolate lab.
Okay, and what does he weigh?
He is about 88 pounds.
About 88 pounds. Okay. And when was he first diagnosed with the kidney issue?
He was about 6 months old.
Okay. And what was it what was going on that caused that diagnosis to pop up, so to speak?
So they gave him like a wellness, like blood check before they put him under anesthesia. And all I remember them saying is, like, his BUN and his creatinine levels were elevated. And so we didn't do a whole lot about it. So you're talking 10 years ago. We didn't do a whole lot about it at that time, but we just kept monitoring them. And then I ended up bringing him to a specialist. We ended up getting the ultrasound, which revealed, that his kidneys are only one is really functioning and only at 25%, and the other one is deformed and not working.
Okay, so there's one functional kidney.
Yeah, one functional.
And what is the prescription diet that he's on?
He's on Royal Canin MP.
Royal Canin MP. What does the MP stand for? Medium protein?
I don't know. There's an MP and an LP. And I guess, like, if you have more of a really advanced stage of kidney disease, then you go on the LP. And the MP is for, like, you're not in kidney failure yet. I don't really know. They just told me that's, yeah.
Okay. Well, those are great points. And I think that those are probably questions that many of your pet loving listeners may be wondering about themselves, whether it's a dog or a cat. If your pet is experiencing kidney problems, there's some really important things to know. Number one, the creatinine is a blood value that is the very sensitive indicator of kidney function, where increases and decreases of a tenth of a point become highly significant. In general, regardless of the lab, we always want that creatinine to be less than 2, ideally less than 1.8. But if we're doing really good, like in Killian, a 10-and-a-half-year-old dog, I would love to see this creatinine at 1.0 or less. And we'll get more into that. But folks, that's the important lab parameter to keep your eye on, is that creatinine. Now, the BUN, which stands for blood urea nitrogen, excuse me, I was having a mental moment, is blood urea nitrogen. That is a very crude or rough indicator of kidney function, which is highly influenced by diet. So increases of 10 or 20 or 30 points or decreases thereof, again, are a reflection of diet first and foremost. As far as the kidney function, don't let that mess you up, because that's not the key parameter. What are a couple of other parameters that are often skipped but are very critical? Your calcium, extremely critical value, as well as the phosphorus. Now, both of these items tend to accumulate in pets with kidney issues anyhow. So we try to keep our phosphorus values at 4.0 or less. Calcium is great if you can just keep it less than 10. Elevated calcium in and of itself, Jill, can cause cancer. In particular, it causes lymphoma cancer, and it can also in and of itself cause kidney failure. So those two values are important for many reasons. Also, when you multiply the calcium times the phosphorus, it needs to be less than 40. The reason for that is because if you have a pet in chronic kidney failure and you want to do just everything you can for that pet, there is a wonderful natural nutrient that we use, that we have compounded at various compounding pharmacies, that naturally helps to regenerate the kidney function, and it does a really absolutely great job of that. And it's a natural form of vitamin D, and it's called calcitriol, C-A-L-C-I-T-R-I-O-L. So again, calcium times the phosphorus, got to keep it less than 40. What about that phosphorus? Okay, phosphorus comes from your meat. We want to keep that value at 4.0 or less because, again, we know that phosphorus precipitates kidney failure. Why do you never buy a vitamin supplement with ground bone or with dical or dical phos? They abbreviate it different ways because that's ground up cadaver bone, which is supplying big sources of phosphorus that you never, ever want. Because, again, it precipitates or leads to kidney failure issues. Finally, you always need to get a urine. I go through these records on just more dogs than I can tell you. And in the vast majority of cases, we don't have a urine. Make sure that you give a urine to your veterinarian. Many reasons, but the big reason is we need that urine-specific gravity. They abbreviate it as urine SG, and it cannot be read off the urine dipstick. It has to be read off this little glass thing called a refractometer. And that value, which normally is 1.025, we just call it 1025. That tells you that the kidneys are doing a perfect job of concentrating the urine, saving the water to the body, and simply eliminating the toxins that we want to get rid of. So if the urine-specific gravity is a lot higher than 1025, if it's 1030 or 1040 or 1050, your dog is very, very dehydrated. If it's the other way, if it's far less than 1025, then your dog is not dehydrated, but that helps us to pinpoint exactly where the status of the kidney failure situation is occurring. Is it prior to the kidney, at the kidney, or after the kidney? So
that's definitely an important point too. Another thing they always test is the protein in his urine. We're going to take a quick break, Dr. Carroll, and come right back and continue this conversation, because I think you're right. I think there's an awful lot of people who are benefiting from this. So just one second, everyone. We'll be right back.
Love for the human race. Make it a better place.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.